Part of the scripture this morning is in 2 Corinthians. The message is entitled, Turning Afflictions into Treasure. You know, lots of times in our lives when we have things going on and we're suffering and we're hurting and it seems like that darkness is going to almost consume us, the Word of God tells us that there is promises there that we can take those afflictions that we're going through today, the ones we're going to go through tomorrow, the ones that we went through last week, and you can turn them into heavenly treasure. Did you realize that? I want you to realize that this morning, that you can take the afflictions that you're suffering and turn them into something that's eternal. Something that's heavenly, you can turn them into treasure. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. When you're there, say amen. Amen. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This is a promise to us. Those of us who have learned to live by the grace of God, and believe me, some days it's day by day. It's day by day in that grace and in that walk. But this scripture here, we're going to look at this morning, it tells us that we are protected from discouragement. Doesn't mean that we're not going to get discouraged, but you have a protection from discouragement. There's some scripture that we're going to look at that is this morning here that it says, therefore we do not lose heart. And that's what that's talking about here in verse 16. It says, for which cause we faint not. In other words, we do not lose heart. Therefore we do not lose heart. There's a scripture back earlier before this. Let's look at it in 2 Corinthians, same chapter, chapter 4, verse 1. The scripture reads, therefore, seeing, I want you to catch that word seeing. Seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. In other words, we do not lose heart. Why? Because we have a ministry, and we have received mercy. Do you realize this morning that each one of you here has a ministry? We are all ministers. If you have a relationship with Christ, if you've been born again, you have a ministry. And we have, if you're born again, then you have received something, and that is mercy. And if you have received mercy, then we do not lose heart. We have received mercy. We have faint not. We do not lose heart. We have protection from discouragement. Doesn't mean that you're not going to get discouraged, but we have protection from discouragement. And it involves mercy and grace. You have to receive it. Notice that word received. You have to receive that mercy and grace. It's not about our merit. It's not about our resources or anything that we can do. But we have a built-in supply of heavenly encouragement right here available to us daily. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians 4, 16. Let's read that one more time. For which cause we faint not, or we don't lose heart. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Where does that encouragement come from? It tells us right here in this verse, and we're going to look at that. What is happening to the outward man? When you're younger, you don't realize this, but when you start getting around 40 or so years old, you really start realizing how quickly time is going by. And then you start realizing when you look in the mirror that this body's not what it used to be. There's things start happening, you start spreading out, you start getting one of these, and all of a sudden you realize that there's wrinkles occurring here, and you just can't tolerate things like you used to be able to tolerate. You start realizing that when they say that things happen quickly and life goes by quickly, all of a sudden you realize that those people that have said that, they knew what they were talking about. Because you realize that that old man is perishing. That body is perishing. And all of a sudden you start being things that you would used to not be scared of doing. All of a sudden it kind of bothers you to do them anymore. Because you realize that your body is tearing down. You realize that your body is perishing. And we're going to get encouragement from the scripture here. It says, "For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, but yet the inward man is what? Renewed." That inward man is being renewed every day. But the outward man is the physical part that we can see. So that's what we focus on. And it tells us that this outward man is perishing, and he's perishing because of sin. Because sin came into the world. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 12. When you're there, say amen. I want you to look at this. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Are you there? "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon," what? "All men. For that," what? "All have sinned." So when sin came into play, that was passed on to each and every one of us. It doesn't matter how good a person you are, you are a sinner. That's why we need God's grace. That's why we need God's mercy. So this passage of scripture that we're looking at is talking about this perishing man, that body. The physical body that you can see is perishing away, but with a relationship with Christ, with the Spirit of Christ living inside of you, that inward man is being renewed. And it's being renewed, it says, day by day. Amen? So if you go back to the starting point, it says in the book of Genesis that God breathed into us, that He made us out of dust of the earth, correct? And later on in the book of Genesis, in chapter 3, I believe, it says that we will return to that dust from whence He made us. I believe we all realize that, right? So that's what's happening to the outward man. We're perishing, and we're going to return to the dust from the, our original starting point. You know, and you've got to stop and think, if people that does not have a relationship with Christ, they're not born again, that's exactly what's happening to them. That's got to be awful discouraging to know that that's what's happening to you, and that's all there's going to be. And then you're going to wind up spending eternity in hell. That's got to be awful discouraging. But as Christians this morning, we can take encouragement knowing that that inward man is being renewed, and it's being renewed daily. If you're born again, you're not discouraged by this perishing. It says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Therefore we do not faint." That outer man is perishing away, but we see a bigger picture. That inward man is being renewed day by day, and that's what happens when you're growing spiritually in the Lord. You're being renewed. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Are you there? Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in what?
Knowledge.
After the image of him that created him." Why do we study God's word? To be more like Christ. To become knowledgeable about him. For that new man that's taking place inside you, that growth process renewed day by day, we need to be in God's word. We need that knowledge, of him that created us. When we humbly seek the Lord in his word, we're being changed. We're being renewed day by day. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord." We are what? Changed. Changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, let's look at verse 17. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." You know, that word's there, light affliction. When you get to suffering the loss of something, of a family member, of a friend, or people like the people of Joplin that has lost everything, that word's there, light affliction, is hard to swallow. We serve God by his grace. We experience God's grace and mercy in our lives, and then we pass it on. Correct? It's what we're supposed to be doing. That is a privilege that we have as Christians to be able to do that, to be able to pass that on. When we talk about our momentary light afflictions, it should be producing in us an eternal weight of glory. I want you to catch this. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. You know, sometimes when it's happening to us, it seems like it's forever. And it seems like it goes on and on. But I want you to catch this. The word worketh. Worketh for us. Our afflictions can work for good. And that good is eternal. It's just not a little while. It is eternal. Our light affliction is for a moment, an eternal weight of glory. Why does Paul call it light afflictions? Because compared to the glory that's going to be revealed unto us in eternal and heavenly, that's how he can call it light. It's not that it's not heavy here on this earth, but compared to the glory that's coming, Paul says it's light. Praise God. Our afflictions can work for us. You know, lots of times we get caught up on the afflictions, the things that we can see. Paul says we need to be looking at what we don't see. We need to be looking at the eternal. The difficulties that we endure here on earth can prepare us for eternal, glorious fellowship, eternal, glorious worship, eternal service of the Lord in heaven. Paul says here in the scripture that our light affliction, our light compared to the weight of glory that lies ahead. He doesn't mean that our trials and tribulations and our afflictions here on earth are trivial. Look what Paul encountered in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 26 and 20 through 28. Look what happened to Paul here. In journeyings, often he says, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, and in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, and in fastings often, in cold and in nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which come upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Paul went through. He suffered a lot. He had lots of afflictions. But Paul tells us in the scripture that we're looking at this morning that compared to the glory that was awaiting him, it was light. These difficulties are for a moment. But the heavenly blessings are eternal. Do you ever realize how sometimes it seems like the trials, it seems like they'll never end? And yet, they eventually pass. That heavenly glory that results because of those afflictions that you have endured are eternal. Praise God. Praise God. You know, the trials that we face here in this world and the afflictions, it's going to enlarge our spiritual capacity to enter into more a full relationship with God, of knowing Him and worshiping Him forever and ever. Now I want to read those two verses together in chapter 4, verse 17 and 18 of 2 Corinthians. Verse 17 and 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. He wants to turn our difficulties, our afflictions, into blessings. Verse 18 tells us exactly when this process is occurring. And it occurs when we turn our attention to the things that are unseen. When we turn our attention to the things that we can't see. When we turn our eyes to Jesus and we start looking for the heavenlies. Instead of focusing on the physical and what we can see. Lots of times we focus on ourselves. We focus on our circumstances and our own human wisdom. Paul says, think on the things that you can't see because those are eternal. The unseen grace of God. The unseen, the grace of endurance to be able to draw strength from that grace and that mercy and go through the trials and afflictions and still praise God. He told Paul, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Grace upon grace. Doesn't matter what you're going to suffer, what afflictions you are. He said, I've got the grace. I've got the grace for you. It's all available for us, but we have to be dependent upon God daily, day by day. Last verse, 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. See, that's what the Christian life is. You walk it by faith and you live it by faith. It's not by the circumstances around you. but it's the unseen. And that's what faith in Jesus Christ is all about. Look to the grace of God in your difficulties. Look to the grace of God in your losses, in your sufferings, in your afflictions. And he'll give you the eternal blessings. Amen.